Hume Cronyn died today. The actor, director, writer, and producer was 91 years old. NPR's Ari Shapiro has this remembrance.
When Hume Cronyn was 19, he came home from his freshman year at Montreal's McGill University and told his mother he wanted to be an actor. She offered him a deal. Cronyn described the scene to Terry Gross on NPR's Fresh Air in 1991.
She said, "I'll make a bargain with you. If you'll go back to college for one more year, finish your sophomore year, and you still want to do this," she didn't say mad thing, but "I'll see to it that you go to either the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art in London, England, or the American Academy of Dramatic Art in New York."
At the end of the year, he did still want to do that mad thing, and his mother kept her promise. But when Cronyn graduated from the American Academy and went to his first professional New York audition, he got some disheartening advice. The casting director for the Theater Guild told him this.
"Mr. Cronyn, I think I should tell you, you may have a difficult time." I said, "Why?" And she said, "Because you don't look like anything. Your best chances of getting a job are to walk into an office now and have somebody say, that's him. That's exactly right. That's the typical newspaper boy. That's the typical young lawyer. That's obviously a student. Type, 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 type."
But the fact that he didn't have a type became one of his greatest assets. In his early years as a stage actor, Cronyn played a huge range of characters, from the omniscient stage manager in Our Town to the nattering Polonius in Hamlet, a role that won Cronyn a Tony in 1964. But it was Alfred Hitchcock that gave Cronyn his first film role, in the 1943 thriller Shadow of a Doubt. Cronyn plays Herbie Hawkins, a nebbishy neighbor obsessed with crime stories.
"He was running away from the police, and they were just about to nab him at the airport, and he ran plump right into the propeller of an airplane."
Ooh, boy.
Cronyn went on to do screen treatments for the Hitchcock films Rope and Under Capricorn, and he starred in Hitchcock's movie Lifeboat. While collaborating with Hitchcock, Cronyn was also working on another collaboration, with the actress Jessica Tandy. They were married for over 50 years. In 1994, they won a special Tony Award for Lifetime Achievement. And though Tandy died later that year, it's still difficult to talk about either one of them without talking about them both. They appeared together all the time, in movies, on stage, and in interviews. Marion Seldes performed with Tandy and Cronyn in the play A Delicate Balance. She says they weren't the type of actors who tell self-aggrandizing theater stories.
"They were absolutely straightforward. They were so, funny to say this about actors, but they were so real in their real life. And they made so many people happy to be in their presence."
One of their most successful productions together was The Gin Game. Cronyn and Tandy played a couple sitting on the porch of a nursing home playing cards.
"Honestly, I think I could do better than that, Mrs. Gib... what is her name?"
"Gibran."
"Gibran Gin."
In 1991, Hume Cronyn published his autobiography, A Terrible Liar. In it, he cites a poem by the Englishman Christopher Logue, calling it his credo.
"Come to the edge. We might fall. Come to the edge. It's too high. Come to the edge." So they came. And he pushed. And they flew.
Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.